Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the July 31st edition of Walk Your Talk with Leanne here on Life Coach Radio Network. I am Leanne, the Walk Your Talk coach, and I am one of over 20 coaches bringing programming to you every day to challenge, impact, and inspire you to start living your best life. As the CEO and founder of Legacy Now Lived, my desire, really, truly, honestly, is to seek to empower, educate, and inspire our generation to really start letting go of the threads that hold us back from developing healthy whole relationships, experiencing gratitude and courage, and really walking this journey of joy all through life. I'm an active professional certified coach, radio host, speaker, and an advocate for conscious adoption. I'm a team builder within the tapestry of adoption, as I like to call it, whose mission is to join together the three unique threads within the tapestry who are really kind of sick and tired of living in the adoption closet, I like to call it, and hiding their authentic self. Together, we discover and change the way we do and view adoption so that dignity, conscious choice, and connection are woven together with grace, honor, and truth. This passion is my mission and my life work from today forward. I believe truly that we are impacting our generation through the airwaves, and then we can empower generations to come together to celebrate family, our God, our relationship, and really walk into a life of legacy of love. And that can't help but ripple out and impact the world that we live in. Those of you who are new to my program, I warmly welcome you. To those of you who have been around a while, thanks for walking with me. As you know, I'm a connector. I love people. And I love to keep my eyes out in this community, whether it's on the internet or within my local area, observing people and learning from everybody. And I really love to bring onto my show and highlight folks that I have come to love and witness their lives really walking their talk and living their legacy today instead of waiting until later. And this passion of mine really led me to invite Brian Harden to my show. I am humbled and honored to come to you this week and have the privilege of introducing you to one of the coolest friends I know. Although Brian and I have never met in person, I feel like I really know this man. I have journeyed with Brian Harden for almost 3 years as he has lived his legacy every day walking through the Bible and sharing how it's impacting his life and the lives of those around him. Together, he has been even unaware that we have searched the scriptures, we've prayed together, and we've chatted about life together. I first learned of the Daily Audio Bible through social media. A friend had posted on her Facebook page a link to his virtual family of folks who are not afraid to hold value, question, and seek out truth in the scriptures. I tuned in one fall day in 2011, and my life has been forever changed. So, Brian, welcome to Walk Your Talk with Leanne.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Honored to have the chance.
Well, I'm honored to have you here. You know, in that fall day in 2011 when I tuned in to the Daily Audio Bible, I was just so incredibly encouraged and inspired by your life and your story, and to think that you have been doing the Daily Audio Bible now, golly, I think it's been, what, 7 years?
This is the 9th year of the Daily Audio Bible.
Okay, 9 years. I stand very corrected. And so, you know, I could sit and talk a lot about you and about the Daily Audio Bible and your vision and mission, but I would love it. You know, I'm all about helping people and promoting people who are really walking their talk. And so I just kind of want to settle in with a cup of coffee with you and learn more about your life and what brought you into your life to work on the Daily Audio Bible. And, you know, to start off, there's one question that I have been dying to ask you ever since I first started listening in to the Daily Audio Bible, and that is, Brian, how do you take your coffee?
Well, I like my coffee sometimes black and sometimes with maybe just a spot of cream, but no sugar. I'm a little bit of a coffee snob. So if it's a really good grade of coffee, it doesn't really need much. And if not, then maybe a little cream.
I love it. That is so me. I take my coffee black, and that is another thing that we share besides a love for scriptures is a love for good coffee. And I knew that about you. And I appreciated that as you share your mornings with me each day. And so thank you for answering that question. You've probably said it on the air before.
I don't know if I've ever said how I take my coffee, but I remember hearing a pastor about 15 years ago say, life's too short to drink bad coffee. And I think that's true. So I try to drink the best coffee I can find and enjoy it.
I love that. Me too. I am so of the same mindset as you. Thank you for sharing. You know, Brian, you for 9 years, you've been doing the Daily Audio Bible. And for those who are just tuning in, can you please share with us, what is the Daily Audio Bible?
Yeah, well, I mean, to share what it is includes part of the story. And the story of faith for me was, I'm trying to think of how I can encapsulate it because it's a long one. I grew up in a pastor's home. And so there's never been a time where I haven't been around some sort of religious persuasion, and Christianity is that. And I just always grew up never questioning what I was told and made my way as an adult to Nashville into the music industry. That's what I set out to do as a freshman in high school, was to find my way into the music industry, and I did, and was very successful at it and was a record producer for 24 years here in Nashville where I live. But I did begin to realize that although I was working heavily in the Christian arts and creating media for other Christians, some of what I came here to do wasn't happening. I came here very idealistic, like I would find the song that would change the world. And after, you know, you begin to work professionally for many, many years, you can hit a wall or find burnout or just find a plateau. And I had kind of reached that place where I just felt like, wow, I've actually accomplished everything I set out to do. Why is this not enough? Why is succeeding not enough? Why is being able to make it in an industry that only 2% of the people that try can make it? Why is this not enough? And it sent me searching for my own faith and into my own spirituality. And what I began to realize was I may say that I believe in God, and I may say that I do believe that Jesus is who he says he is, but I certainly do not live that from a daily place, from my heart. I remember late night at a pub in Nashville after a long session in the studio, sitting around with some friends having heady theological conversation that was kind of normal. We would have long kind of searches for truth only to find that scientifically you're not going to find it. And I remember saying, I don't know about God showing up for people. I don't know if he does that. But the thing is, I don't really need him to show up for me. If God doesn't show up for me, I'll just be showing up for myself. And that coming out of my mouth felt wrong even when I was saying it. But I really couldn't refute it. That was how I was living. And it kind of sent me on a personal search for what it was that I thought. And I realized I'm calling myself Christian, but functionally I'm living agnostic. And it's kind of a miserable to be. And so, you know, over the course of about a year of just really kind of contemplating that, I sat down one day to just get to the bottom of it. I sat down on my couch and decided I'm not going to get off this couch until I know what I believe, even if I don't believe anything. because I'm tired of trying to play a part in something that has no more reality to me than Mickey Mouse and or Santa Claus. And so I thought, you know, I may get off this couch an atheist, and that would set me free in so many ways, because then I can do whatever I want and not have to worry about an angry God breathing down my neck. And or I'm going to get off this couch free because I've chosen to believe. And that's ultimately what happened. There's a whole lot to this story, but that's ultimately what happened was I realized the faith that I have is what I've been told. I have no relationship that I haven't been that I haven't been taught. I have no real actual interaction with God other than what I've been told what he's like. I don't know him. I just know about him. And I got off that couch just asking to know God. And I wouldn't call that a conversion experience. It was just a turning point. And so for me, I felt like, you know, I know a lot of the Bible, and I can play a Christian very well. I can tell anybody, you know, I can quote the right promise scriptures that have become cliche over time. I can pass out the right encouragements because everybody has this dialect in the church, and so we can kind of do that. And I could do that fine, but I didn't know what the Bible said. I never read the Bible. And I felt like if I wanted a relationship with God, then probably the first thing that I should do is find out what it is he wants to say to people. And so I went back to the Bible and kind of, you know, I'm like a lot of Christians. I had 5 Bibles in my house. I went, you know, found one of them in a drawer somewhere or on the coffee table and dusted it off and cracked it open and just, you know, said, God, if, you know, if this really is your word, if this really is what you want to say to people, then I'm going to set aside the baggage. I'm not going to assume this is antiquated and old and violent and all kinds of things that I've hurled on it. I'm going to set it all aside and just ask if you could speak to me. And that sort of was the impetus for the Daily Audio Bible. I read through the Bible and it changed everything for me. And then a year later, which would have been 2006, podcasting had sort of started to come onto the scene in a mainstream way. And so I listened to my first podcast in 2005, October of 2005, fall of 2005. And my first podcast that I had ever heard was this fascinating daily podcast of a guy driving home from work just ranting about his life. And his wife and his job and his kids and his boss. And it was very colorful and it was very uncensored and it was hideously produced, but it was also hilarious and it was also raw. And it just kind of clicked some things for me. I thought, wow, this technology could really revolutionize some things because there are no rules. You can say whatever you want to say as long as somebody will listen to you. And so that just kind of planted the seeds. And in December, just before Christmas of that same year, it just really began to feel like I was being compelled to podcast the Bible. So January 1st, 2006, with no broadcast experience, I just sat down and started to read the Bible and haven't stopped 7 days a week since then. And so the Daily Audio Bible, that's how the Daily Audio Bible happened. What the Daily Audio Bible is an invitation for a person to journey through the entire Bible in a year, a little bit a day, in community, among friends. And it's built to be that way. It's not slick. It's not made to be, a real slick program. It's meant to be something that's in the moment and very, very much now. And I don't look at myself as, you know, a big giant of the faith that is going to shepherd you through the scriptures. I look at myself as a good friend that will be loyal and will be there every day. And there is just a vast community of tens and tens of thousands of people around the world that have kind of begun to connect to this. And so that's what we do. We take a step forward each day and work our way through the Bible in a way that makes sense and in a way that connects really to what it is we're living in today. And so the Daily Eddie Bible is that, and it's a big community of people that love each other, people that will never meet, people that are in parts of the world that they will never visit, who have found care and compassion for each other. And so we just work our way through the scriptures in community each day.
I love that. What a beautiful synopsis of your life as well as the Daily Audio Bible. And listeners, you see why I just totally love this man and why I wanted him on my show today. He's the genuine real deal. And Brian, you know, when you were sharing about tired of trying to play a part of something that was not real for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, that really bubbled up for me. And, you know, that's a lot, you know, as the Walk Your Talk coach, that really resonates with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think, right, if we're not walking our talk, we're living in a place of conflict a lot of times. And, you know, it sounds like through your experience, you were able to really let go of those limiting beliefs by doing a lot of soul searching, a lot of digging deep with the scriptures, with yourself, probably with other people in your life, to really try and pull apart what you had been told about the Bible, what you had been told about God, and really starting to make that faith your own. You know, in the coaching
right.
world, we totally call those limiting beliefs, and they're basically mm. general beliefs about the world, our environment, our God, our situation, that really stand in our way of really walking our talk and living full out the life we were created to live. And usually those beliefs are passed down to us, perhaps
right.
from parents, authority figures, right? Society, media is a huge, huge thing that really does impact what it is that we believe and what we hold fast to truth in our lives. And it sounds like you were really able to weed through that and peel back those layers. And I'm so very, very grateful that you did that and that you are now
yeah.
stepping in and have been for so many years doing or reading the Bible to us every day. You know, that's a job that is pretty amazing. I mean, 365 days a year, you
yeah.
are in the scriptures, reading live. And I believe I read some statistics where the Daily Audio Bible has been downloaded, you know, over, golly, is it over 60 million times now? At least 55
yeah,
million, I can imagine.
We are approaching 70 million downloads since we started.
Wow.
And it has been a journey. It was never my intention to migrate and retire from the music business and move toward vocational ministry and traveling and speaking and writing. I'm an introvert by nature. And so being a record producer, being a behind-the-scenes person was really ideally suited to me, where I could highly influence influential people, but not necessarily have to be a person in the public eye. But this has really, really shifted everything, and so that's what I do now. I often joke that the Daily Audio Bible is perfect for me as an introvert because it lets me be extroverted all by myself. And so, but it's just, you know, it did change everything, even in terms of what you were saying. We're talking about this in terms of spirituality, but really what I've found, even in the music industry, you know, it does require an all-in commitment to what you're doing. And the doubt that you can accomplish something is really the enemy that will take it down. If you ever want to achieve something, whether it be small or great in your life, it's a full-on no turning back commitment to it. And so, in terms of spirituality, which is, you know, where I come from now, that was the change, was I choose to believe. I mean, it wasn't some big, it wasn't, you know, like I wasn't sitting on my couch and going, you know, reveal yourself to me, and all of a sudden flowers sprouted on the living room floor and the sun shined in and I was like, oh, you are real. It was really just a simple matter of will. I choose to believe. And I'm not going to doubt, you know. And yes, there's doubt, but in the face of doubt, it's I choose to believe. And I think that that's true in anything that we're doing in life. I choose to believe that I can do this, as opposed to I'm not sure. Because I'm not sure is pretty much a fundamental crack in the foundation of what you're trying to accomplish. And it's really hard to repair a foundation. So when you set out to do something, whether it be faith or something vocationally or with your fitness or with your job or whatever, I think there really has to be a fundamental, I choose to believe I can do this.
Absolutely. And then really walking in that commitment, you know, because you did, you made a conscious choice. And you were kind of tired of not living whatever it is that you said that you were believing.
Yeah, aren't we all in some way tired of it not being enough? You know, like why can't the whole be filled? And why is it that we're always undermining ourselves? So, yeah, I think that... I come from a place that spirituality is paramount and the heart is central and everything flows from that. The Bible says that above all else that you do, guard your heart because from it flows the wellspring of life. I believe that that's true no matter what. I mean, even if you just want to take Christianity out of the picture, that's still true. That's still a truth. I personally don't believe you can take faith out of the picture. I've tried. I don't believe that it works. But the heart is central, and we do have to guard it. It's the fountain of our lives, and from it, everything else flows. So I don't think we can layer things on top of that and accomplish them and it be enough without our interior life being central.
Oh, I love that. It's so true. I so resonate with what you're saying and so agree with you. You know, the work that I do personally on myself as well as helping my clients is that inside out. You know, it's that transformation from the inside out, and it often starts with the heart and really identifying who we are at the core and why we're here. And that's, you know, one of those questions that we constantly ask ourselves. And, you know, I was looking at a statistic from 2012, Brian, that it says it was done by Lifeway, and they surveyed almost 3,000 people, churchgoers. And 90% of those churchgoers said that they desire to please and honor Jesus in all that they do. But then it went on to say that only 19% personally read the Bible every day.
Yes.
Wow. And so, you know, I would really appreciate, you know, hearing more from you about why do you think that is. You know, if we're talking about the heart being the central, God's word being his love letter to us, and how important his word is as the creator of the universe and the creator of who we are in humanity, why is it that only 19% claim to actually crack their Bibles? You made me giggle when you said, you know, I've got one or five Bibles in my house. I'm going to get off the couch and go find one. You know, I bet if we took a poll, almost every home has a Bible of some kind in it. And so why aren't people reading it, Brian?
Yeah, I did a bunch of research on that when I wrote my first book. And actually, I've had many, many conversations about that, and feel pretty confident that the answer is really twofold. The primary reason is I don't have time. And I would if I had time, if I could just find time. And then the second reason is, you know, I've tried and I don't understand what I'm reading. It's just this really, really thick book that feels ancient, and I don't know exactly how to identify with the customs of that time and the kinds of things, the way that they lived. I don't know what that has to do at all with 2014. And both of those arguments were, you know, lifestyles for me. I felt the same way until I actually had that kind of moment where I found one of my dusty Bibles and just asked God to speak. And again, that wasn't some kind of magic thing that I started reading the Bible and he started speaking to me. I just set aside all of the baggage and assumptions that I thought the Bible was and just came to it with an open hand and an open heart. Like, if this is what God wants to say, then I should at least know what he wants to say, whether I think I understand it or not. The only fair thing to do, if I'm going to be a person of faith and believe in God and try to have a relationship with him, is to at least find some point of reference and communication. And if that's the Bible, if that's the starting place, then I should know what he wants to say. And what I ended up finding in the Bible was that it wasn't a matter of, I don't have time to read this. It became, I don't really have time not to read this. Like, this actually saves me an enormous amount of grief and stress in my life. It actually orients me inside in such a way that the chaos that life brings on any given day is in a perspective that doesn't make it go away. It just gives some kind of larger context, makes me feel connected to a larger story. Like, there's more going on than, am I going to get the kids to school on time? And then can I make it back to this meeting? And, you know, all of the little things that we run around like mice on a wheel trying to perform on any given day. And then, you know, we fall in bed at night and look up at the ceiling and go, what is going on here? Because this is not, this doesn't feel like life. This, you know, I'm working myself silly to have 2 weeks of holiday only to jump back in for another year. And this is not what I was after. This is not the life I dreamed of. What I found in orienting myself to the scriptures was there's a bigger story here, a story that rings true down deep inside of me, something that's been calling me for all of my life, and that is, yes, there is a God, and yes, he wants to be with me, and he wants to be with all of us. And so there's a really large arc of narrative found in the scripture. And if I had to sum up what is the Bible about, the Bible is about God with us. And you can't take God out of the Bible and the Bible make any sense, but you can't take people out of the Bible and have the Bible make any sense either. It's the story of God and man, and all of man's motivations and all of the things that he has tried to do and where all of those pathways lead. And it's every bit as relevant now as it was when it was lived, because the heart of man hasn't changed. What we want as people hasn't changed at all. It just has different cultural overlays. I mean, if you think about it, there was no Facebook 10 years ago. So if you want to talk about like a cultural shift or like how things are done differently, you know, yeah, this is always happening. We are always shifting in culture and always adapting to new technology and always adapting to new thought. But the heart of what we're after as people hasn't changed because there's a Facebook. And so if we go back 1,000 years or we go back 5,000 years, what people were after, meaning, love, identity, purpose, none of that's different. And so when you get to the heart of the Bible, you realize you're reading your own story. You realize you're following the path of people that have gone before you who wanted the same thing that you wanted, and a God jumping up and down, doing jumping jacks, getting down on his hands and knees and begging people to return to him, that they're only ever going to find what they're looking for in relationship with God. And so, so I say all that to say, you know, once that began to click into place for me, I realized I don't have time not to read this. Like, I mean, this is not only saving me time in my life, if I just want to look at it in practical terms, this is changing the way that I look at the world. And this is orienting me in a way that makes some sense. And now the chaos is becoming ordered. And even though the circumstances aren't changing, everything is being put in a perspective that gives me perspective on it. And so I'm not laying down in a ball of stress trying to fall asleep, worried about what happened today and worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm just going to sleep because there's a larger story, and that is that I'm in a relationship with God, and he wants to be with me, and he knows everything, and he is eternal. And so, and I'm his child, and so he's got me. And if I will just walk with him, I will avoid an enormous amount of hardship that I don't have to go through. And the other thing I kind of answered in what I just said, which was I don't understand it. I don't really know where to go with it. If you approach the Bible understanding that it's a story, and it's not some, it's not like you're reading, you know, the tax code for 2015. It's like a story. And it's the story of people and people's relationships with God and the way God intervened and the way that he's interacted. And, you know, we are people with a will, and we get to choose things and we get to make those decisions, and then those decisions get to matter. And often, you know, we'll make a decision that runs us into a wall, and then we want to blame God. It's like this very odd thing that we do called transference. We often do it with other people, but we especially do it with God. We want to blame him or blame people for what we do. And, you know, so that nothing can be our fault. We can't take ownership of it and actually move from there. We understand that the Bible shows us all of that, where every motivation of the heart leads and how it turns out. It becomes far less of this antiquated book of mantras and much more of this kind of wide open instructional friend that shows us where everything is going to end up. I mean, it allows us to explore inside of a year, inside of the whole arc of the narrative of the Bible, inside of a year, every posture of heart, every motivation of our lives, and where it's going to end up. And then we can decide, I'm going to risk it, or I'm not going to do that because that's not going to work. And
absolutely. You know, Brian, what's really coming up for me a lot is, you know, there's really nothing new under the sun. And, you know, there's a scripture that speaks to that. And that when we are reading the Bible, oftentimes it is like reading our very own story. And, you know, we see ourselves in the pages of the scripture. We see ourselves and the different motivations of our hearts, the different thoughts that come into our minds, the actions that we take due to our either our responses or our reactions to the circumstances around us. We see people in the Bible just like us today. And, you know, humanity's been around a long time. And there really is such a commonality that we share with those in the scripture. And, you know, one super cool thing, listeners, about the Daily Audio Bible is that Brian helps by his podcast of the Daily Audio Bible coming to you every day. He helps dispel and toss out, really, those two reasons why most people don't read a Bible is the time and the understanding. And that is one thing I really appreciate about you, Brian, and about the work that you do on the Daily Audio Bible is you provide reading the Bible to us in audio format. So we can download the Daily Audio Bible into a podcast. I have it on my phone. I have it on my computer. I have it on my iPod. So I can listen to the Daily Audio Bible anywhere, anytime that I desire to, because it isn't just live like my show. My show is podcasted as well as yours, but this is something that you have in service to people. They can jump in at any point during the year, during the day, and have the scriptures read to them. And so the time factor, you can do it while you're going to work. You can do it while you're on a walk. You can do it, you know, as a family devotion time, or if you're trying to just learn more, you're curious, just tune in to Daily Audio Bible, and you can get a little taste of the scriptures. The other thing Daily Audio Bible,
the other thing it offers is
understanding, and you can, you can read it as well on the podcast, because that also, the scripture comes right up on the screen if you would like to read along, and I keep mine when I am spending time with you and the Daily Audio Bible family. I typically, if I'm in my home or my office, I have my Bible open. I'm reading along with you while you're reading aloud. I'm reading it visually, and that's a powerful way to approach it as well. And so I just wanted to encourage you, knowing that you've dispelled those two reasons that we can so often throw up there by the work that you do. And you know, I need to take just a moment, Brian. I really want to take this opportunity to thank you so much for sharing your heart with us and your vision and letting us hear more about your vision for the Daily Audio Bible, as well as just you as a man desiring to pursue and follow hard after God and get to know him at a deeper level. I really appreciate that. I'm going to take just moment here, and you're very welcome. I just want to let our listeners know about some upcoming shows that we have here on Life Coach Radio Network. On the 1st of August at 12 p.m., we have Train Your Brain and Up Your Game with Coach Mandy, so I encourage you to join in for that. Also on the 3rd at 8 p.m., it's Family Values with Kristen Michelle. On August the 4th at 9 p.m., it's Universe Talk with Life Coach Monica Ortiz. And I, Leanne Carson, the Walk Your Talk Coach, will be back on Life Coach Radio Network on the 7th of August at 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time as I walk with an amazing teenager right here from my own community in Los Alamos, New Mexico, who has a huge desire to stomp out bullying in schools and in communities. And she has a huge heart and vision for that. And so I'm going to bring on Ruby, and Ruby is going to be sharing with you, my listeners, about what it's like to be a teenager in today's world, what it's like to walk with God and trust him, and what it's like to stomp out bullying. So I do invite you to join me again on the 7th. And thanks, Brian, for allowing me that opportunity to give a little commercial. And I do also want to invite any listeners, if you would like to call in and ask a question of Brian or myself, I welcome your call at 646-716-9397. And Brian, before we jump in, I just want to make sure, we have a couple callers on the line, and I just want to make sure that they are here. If they have a question, I want to go ahead and bring them in the queue. So I'm going to do that real quick and see if they're just listening in or if they'd like to go live with us. So, okay, 314, you are live. Do you have a question for Brian or myself?
I'm just listening.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Okay, no problem.
And 706, you're live with Leanne and Brian today. Did you have a question, or are you just tuning in to listen with us today?
Just tuning in to listen. Thank you, Leanne.
Beautiful. Thanks for being here. Really appreciate it.
I was glad I was here. Thank you.
All right, great. Well, thank you. Thanks, Brian, for allowing me that opportunity just to make sure.
No problem.
And, you know, Brian, you've shared that you have been reading the Bible every day, 365 days a year, for 9 years.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So another question that I have for you, how do you keep it fresh every day?
Well, it is. The Bible is a dynamic book. And, I mean, that's something that's hard to describe. It's something that moves and adapts to the shape of our lives, just like any relationship would. And so it's not something that you read one time and go, there, I did that. And really, that was honestly my assumption. Even in 2006, when I read the Daily Audio Bible, I thought, this is a one-time thing. I'll just rebroadcast this, but then I can at least say and have proof that I read the Bible, not knowing that I was entering into a lifelong friendship. And it sort of is odd because that makes perfect sense. If God is speaking to people through the Bible, then it's not something that we go, there, I've read it. That's all he has to say. It's something that really does adapt to the shape of our lives. And so it's I keep it fresh because it is fresh. I wouldn't even say that I'm keeping it fresh. I would say it's keeping itself fresh.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. And, you know, I've heard you share over the course of the last few years I've spent walking through the Bible with you that the Bible is your best friend. And I kind of say the same thing. Can you tell me more about what the Bible means to you, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think I would say God is my best friend, but I would say that the gift of the Bible, and I look at it that way now, as a gift. It's not a disciplinarian, and it's not this book that if I would just go to it, then what I can get at the end of the day is to find out how I'm screwing up my life by showing me all of the ways that I failed. I already know those. What I find in the scripture is really a coach and a friend and something that will tell me the truth without any politics, without any relational politics, that will just tell me the truth as a friend, honestly, in love, and say, look, you are more than this. You were created by a God that actually knows everything about you. Every cell in your body was knit together in your mother's womb, scripture says. But he cares enough to know how many hairs are falling out of my head, which are more and more as the years go by. And so it's like he's interested, and he finds me interesting. And this eternal God finding me interesting, and that being kind of revealed over the course of history is just really compelling to me. And so what I find in the scripture, if you go to it with an open heart and an open hand of friendship, is that that's really what it offers, is counsel. And this isn't just the counsel of your best friend who's just lived as long as you have. This is like counsel over the arc of, you know, 5,000 plus years of human history. This is what people have learned, and this is what people have done. And so some of these things are just really, really tried and true. If you'll do this, this is how that will turn out. And it doesn't really matter what culture you live in, because it's not about time. Like, if you do this in 2014, it'll turn out different than if you did it the same way relationally in, you know, 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago. It works out the same. We want the same things. We're after the same things. So, yeah, so I look at the Bible as a best friend as opposed to really anything else, as opposed to a rule book or a disciplinarian or something that's angry and violent or anything else. It's really a counselor. It's a friend. It's a coach. It's something that I really don't know how to live without now.
I love that and really appreciate that. And being a coach, a professionally trained coach myself, to hear you say as a coach, that totally resonates with me, because the Bible has certainly been my coach for many, many years, and it's one of the many tools in my toolbox as a coach that I am not only self-coach myself with, but encourage those that I work with, if that is at all a curiosity for them, to go ahead and pull the Bible off the shelf and take a look and see what God says about who they are and his beautiful plan for their lives. You know, you had talked about, you know, the whole process of really committing to your truth and how you've done that and how you jumped off the couch and decided to step in and walk in obedience and read the Bible live every day. And I am real curious as well, Brian, what's different for you as a man, as a father, as a husband, and a community member 9 years later? What's changed for you since you set off on this journey 9 years ago?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because I would have to say everything. And that might sound melodramatic, but really, I'm not the person that I was. And the Bible has really continually brought up things. It's like God keeps bringing up things that will ultimately harm me and makes me face them. And that takes time. I mean, like, if you're going into therapy and, you know, you think of the world a certain way, it takes some time to unpack and unlearn those things. But it takes an even longer time, even when you cognitively know the world is different than the way you've been seeing it, for you to actually change. But with the element of God involved, the fundamental change actually just happens gradually. I mean, like I tell people at the beginning of the year when we start the Bible, look in the mirror. Look in the mirror right now and take a picture of your face mentally. And then do that at the end of the year. Go back to that mirror and look in, and you will realize some profound things have shifted inside of you. And it wasn't like some kind of magic switch. It was like what the scriptures describe as sanctification. You are gradually, day by day, being transformed into the person you were created to be. And so 9 years later, I don't really recognize the person that I was. And I wasn't a bad guy. I would just say that my priorities, the things that I'm oriented to, the things that I care about, and the way that I look or the places that I get affirmation in life, it's totally different. I'm just I'm not the same guy. So the answer to your question was a long one, but that's everything. There's nothing that hasn't been affected.
Mm. Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. You know, that's just a real sacred place and a very humble statement. And, you know, that just shows the transforming work that God is in the business of doing, because he does want us to step into the life that we were created to live. He created us for relationship, didn't he, Brian? He created us for connection and created us for community and ultimately family. And that is what definitely what you provide for each and every one of us that click onto the Daily Audio Bible, is you provide that real safe and loving, nurturing place to question and to challenge ourselves and to, you know, in some ways, you provide a freedom through the Daily Audio Bible and just living your life. You provide us with the opportunity to walk into the unknown for many of us in the scriptures and ask the questions that we're dying to ask, that we're afraid to ask out loud oftentimes. That, you know, through the quietness of the scriptures and spending time intimately with God, with another, maybe just to really seek out what is our truth and then be able to communicate the hard questions. And that's what I'm all about, you know, and that's why I love that you came on my show today, because we can dispel some of the myths of what a lot of people think about the Bible, why people don't read it, what's holding them back from even looking at it themselves. Oftentimes, Brian, as probably you have as well, have heard people say, well, I don't believe anything in it. And then when you challenge them and ask them, well, have you ever read it? And they say, well, no. And it's that limiting belief that we had talked about, something that we have been told in the past perhaps
right.
about it, or some assumption that we're making. And thank you for offering the Daily Audio Bible up to us every day so we can come in if we're a little bit intimidated to read it on our own. We can have a family to read it with. And, you know, that's the one thing I love when I listen to the Daily Audio Bible and I have time to really stay for the prayer time afterwards. It really is a family that you have created, a real intimate gathering on a very large scale. And how many, you know, I know that you have to scoot. I want to honor your time. And but I would love to know, how many different languages is the Daily Audio Bible translated into right now?
Oh, let's see. We have English, obviously. Then we have a team that has built a community in Spanish. And we have one for teens and we have one for kids. We have Portuguese. We have French. We have Arabic. And
Wow. And I think we may have lost Brian. This is Leanne Carson, and I am live with Brian Harden today on Walk Your Talk with Leanne. It's been a real huge pleasure. We have had the privilege of having Brian Harden with the Daily Audio Bible joining me today live. And he had to scoot. You know, I have been able to walk with Brian and listen to him as he has shared through car wrecks he's done, travels that he's done, missionary work. He's had a lot of physical challenges, illnesses, losses, a ton of fierce victories, and he keeps pressing on, living his vision and living his legacy. And I really appreciate that about Brian and really appreciate him being here. He had an accident back in April speaking at a men's conference, and he has been rehabilitating and is able to get some physical therapy today. And Brian, I'm really grateful that you were able to share time with us here on Life Coach Radio Network. And listeners, I just want to challenge you to, you know, pull a Bible off the shelf that's in your house if you so desire. Take a look at it. Click on to dailyaudiobible.com to learn more about Brian, to learn more about his ministry there. There are so many great things in his community that he offers. He reads through the Bible every day, like he shared. He reads a New Testament, an Old Testament, a Psalm and a Proverb every day. Oftentimes he does a little teaching or commentary on it, and sometimes it's just devoted to a time of prayer with us. And I really want to encourage you, if that is at all a desire, something you've been thinking about doing but haven't yet done it, oftentimes I hear that from the clients that I work with is, well, I've always wanted to read the Bible, but I've never taken the time to do it. Well, I want to invite you to dailyaudiobible.com so you can tune in and find out more about what the scriptures have to say, and I want to encourage you to do that. A little bit more about me. Like I said, I am Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk coach with Legacy Now Lived, and you can reach me at thewalkyourtalkcoach.com. You can email me if you have any questions, thoughts, or comments about today's show, any previous show that I have had, or have somebody that I should connect with who is really walking their talk in your world. I encourage you to reach out to me at thewalkyourtalkcoach@gmail.com. And I welcome and really enjoy connection with others and encourage you to reach out in some way. I also want to leave you with this thought today about legacy, about living your life full out. And, you know, legacy is all about your choice becoming a voice to the next generation. And we really do have an opportunity to impact the current generation that we're living in as well as the future generation. And oftentimes it's making that one next best choice for our life that allows us to do that. Because really, truly, we don't leave a legacy, we live it. And when the last word is spoken in our voices and our life story has been written, it's going to be more about who you were, how you loved, and how you lived than about the amount of money you've had or some accomplishment, a trophy on your shelf. So I encourage you to step in to the life that you've been created to live and live it boldly. Again, this is Leanne Parsons, the Walk Your Talk Coach here on Life Coach Radio Network. I'd like to encourage you to visit our Life Coach Radio Network page at lifecoachradionetworks.com to find out more about our coaches and the different programming that they bring to you each and every day. And really thank you so much for sharing your time with me today as we walk into the life and heart of Brian Harden on the Daily Audio Bible. Until next time, be well, live full out. God bless.